Good morning. Today's daf in Nazir Yud Dalid. We are starting today in the Mishnah in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and everyone's familiar with Russian nesting dolls. Okay, it's a great imagery for today's daf. Just to see, basically, we're going to be discussing today Nazirus within a Nazirus. I'm going to take a Nazir, I'm going to put it a term of Nazirus, and I'm going to put it within another term of Nazirus. And what happens then? Okay, I understand if you're already confused and we're early on in the daf. I'm totally with you and try to be as clear as possible, as every day. Let's start with the Mishnah. Arei Nazir, v'Nazir kishiyeh li ben. So a person takes on two terms of Nazirus. In other words, one Nazirus that's going to start right now. Let's call that A. And then another Nazirus when I have a son. And then his chamon is shalom. And then what happens is that he started with his own Nazirus, which is the one that he took on first. And then v'achar kach nola ben. And then mid-term of A, he now has a son. So what do you do? So here it's very simple. The ratio of the Mishnah is going to be the easy case for today. So what you do is that anyway, you took on your first Nazirus first. So that you're going to complete. You'll conclude. And again, conclusion means is that you will go to term. You'll do the tiklachas. You'll shave your head. You'll bring the karbanos. And then you'll start your second Nazirus for having your son. In other words, your second Nazirus was attached to Tanai. Tanai was fulfilled. So now you're on your second Nazirus and good. So the first case of the Mishnah is extraordinarily simple, very straightforward. And now here's where it gets a little bit complicated. Hareini Nazir, Kishili Ben, Vinazir. So you say now that I'm going to have a Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a child. And on top of that, I'm also going to take on another Nazirus as well. So once again, it's a double Nazirus that you're taking upon yourself. Those are two separate Nazirus terms that you have to fulfill. Over here, however, the order is flipped. Now you first took on the Nazirus of, we're going to call it the Nazirus of your son. But again, it's just simply a conditional Nazirus that is going to be fulfilled when you have a son. And then Nazirus 2, or B, let's call it, it's just Dom Nazirus. So now his Chamone, Echelo, Ve'achakach, Nololo Ben. So what happened is as follows. You haven't had the son yet, so you started counting your second Nazirus. Okay, in other words, you have a lot of time right now. In other words, your wife is not due yet. And so what you do now is you start counting your first Nazirus. And again, I know it's confusing because, right, there are two Nazirus, but I'm just gonna, okay, let's say you started counting your B Nazirus, right? Instead of numbers, let's give them letters, and it'll make it a little bit easier, a little smoother, maybe, possibly. So now you started your B Nazirus. And now, mid B Nazirus, what happens? Is that now you had a son. Now remember, your son Nazirus is the one that you committed to first. So now what do you do? So maniach shelo. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to put your B Nazirus now on suspension. So now while you are mid Nazirus of B, so you're going to suspend it. Umone et shel beno ve'achakach mashlim et shelo. So then what you're going to do is that you will then serve your A Nazirus. And then at the conclusion of your A Nazirus, then what you're going to do now is that you're going to finish your B Nazirus. Okay, so if we can diagram, if we can highlight over here what's happening in the second case of the Mishnah, which admittedly is the complicated case of the Mishnah. So you took on two Nazirus, A and B, but over here in the second case of the Mishnah, the way that you constructed it is that A is going to be for your son, B is going to be just A Nazirus. And now what you did is you started serving your B first. Now, should you or should you not have? The Mishnah doesn't really weigh into that discussion. But you did. In other words, the A hasn't been accomplished yet. So you started your B, you started serving your B Nazirus. And then mid B, so now you had your son. Now, because of that, that's really your first commitment. So what you're doing now, I'm just repeating what we learned in the Mishnah. But it's really, it's a little bit complex. So now what you're going to do now is you're going to put your B on hold, suspend it, serve your A, finish serving your A, then go back to B and complete your B. So this is now what I described earlier as your Russian nesting doll. And you're going to take a Nazirus and serve it in the middle of a Nazirus. Now there are a lot of questions to ask over here, and we're going to touch on in the Gemara some of the questions. Which part? Which part?
The beginning where it says right here, he says before the end of his term, he completes his term.
Right.
And then counts that as his son.
Right. That's the first case of the Mishnah. In other words, there are two parts of the Mishnah. So the Reisha and the Seif and the Mishnah. So in the Reisha and the Mishnah, exactly as you described. In the Seif and the Mishnah now, so what's going to happen is that you're going to be suspending, serving one right there in the middle, finish the middle, and then go back to the first and complete the first. Okay, so there are a lot of basic questions that we can ask over here. Some of them we're going to answer, some of them we're not going to answer, and the Gemara itself is going to be dealing with some of the issues as well. But first, let's just touch on the most basic issue, and that is, how could you take a break in the middle of your Nazirus? Meaning, if you're serving serving Nazirus, so what you're doing is that you're counting. In other words, it's a 30-day term, 50-day term, it doesn't matter what the number is. In other words, it's a term Nazirus, and you're counting. So you're counting 30 days, and now what? You know what? Let's pause for a moment over here. Let's take a break. What's happening over here that you could take a break in the middle of your Nazirus? Okay. So it's a really basic question, and let's give a really basic answer. And that is that under normal circumstances, of course, you cannot break in the middle of your Nazirus. In other words, once you're serving Nazirus, so you can't just simply say, hey, let's pause here for a moment. You know what? I took on Nazirus, but I have a chasna coming up. So let's just pause here for a moment. I'll go to the chasna, I'll drink wine, and then we'll resume, right? Of course that doesn't work. In other words, the you can't do that. So, but obviously over here, the reason why you can take a break in the middle, suspend your Nazirus, is because what are you doing during that suspension?
Nazirus.
Yeah, you're doing Nazirus. Perfect. So you're doing Nazirus. So over here, when I'm doing Nazirus as the suspension, so that obviously is not going to be serving as a hefsek. Doing anything else is probably going to serve as a hefsek. Now, why not use the word probably? Because a little bit later on this morning, and I'm not interested in confusing anybody, but the Gemara is going to confuse us a little bit, because later we're going to talk a little bit about there is something that could possibly be breaking up your Nazirus, but won't break up your Nazirus. Okay. I'm sorry for being cryptic right now. Later this morning, you will understand better what I'm alluding to. But I don't want to say it right now because it's just going to be more confusing. Let's just say right now. So why isn't your mid Nazirus going to serve as a hefsek? And the answer probably is, not probably, it is, the answer is, it's because it's Nazirus. And so therefore, while I'm in the middle of my Nazirus, I'm now taking a break to count another Nazirus, it's not a hefsek. Okay. So that's the most obvious point we can make. We made it. Let's move along. Just one other thing that I'm going to try to tackle, and then we'll go to the Gemara. And that is that in our scenario, in the Seif of the Mishnah, where I started Nazirus B, and now Nazirus A occurs. So fine, so I'll take a break, I'll pause. So let's give numbers to this, okay? So Nazirus B is 30 days, Nazirus A is also going to be 30 days. Good. I started counting Nazirus B, let's say we started counting 20 days. Good. Then I had the baby. Good. So now I'm going to be doing Nazirus A. I'll do the completion of Nazirus A, right? We'll do 30 days of Nazirus A. Okay. Then we'll go and we'll resume Nazirus B. For Nazirus A, are we going to be going through the entire conclusion of Nazirus A, meaning Karbanos, and also shaving of the hair for Nazirus A that was nested right there in the middle of B? So not perfectly clear. Meaning the Mishnah doesn't speak it out, and the Rishonim discuss. The Rush over here brings down two opinions on this matter. It's not perfectly clear. Because take the following into consideration. Let's say he doesn't shave his hair, right, at the end of A. A is the middle, is the interruption in the middle of B. So let's say he doesn't shave his hair. Well, kind of makes sense. On the other hand, if you're not shaving your hair, how did you conclude your Nazirus? The conclusion of Nazirus comes with the shaving of your hair and the bringing of three karbanos. We're going to learn together later in the Masechta, and we're going to just touch on it today, is that whether or not the shaving of your hair is essential or not essential actually is a debate amongst it tonight. But, meaning in terms of concluding, but just, without getting too complicated or too involved, in other words, just the idea of if I shave my hair at the end of the mid Nazirus, so now what? The Mishnah says, well, then now after you finish the A, go back and complete the B. In fact, the Mishnah's language is mashlim et shalo. You finish off your B. Let's say it like that. You finish off your B. Now, finishing off your B means what? You did 20 days before the A. Now what do you have to do? You only have to do 10 after your A. Okay? Now here comes the complication. In other words, if in fact I shave for my B, my mid Nazirus, and now I only have 10 days after that, 10 days does not create enough hair. Hair, by definition, in order for it to be significant, legabe nazirus has to be minimum 30 days of hair. So, if I shaved after the mid-nazirus and I only have 10 days left, 10 days of hair is not significant. If I didn't shave after the mid-nazirus, then great. So in other words, you certainly have enough significant hair to go ahead and to conclude your first nazirus that was interrupted. Okay.
What's the problem with just finishing the first one, shaving your hair, giving the korbanos, then starting the second one?
Well, you already started the second one. You started the second one. Right. In other words, before your son was born, you started the second one.
Why?
Well, that's what you did. What do you mean, why?
That's what I'm saying. If the statement was, when I have a son, I'll...
So in other words, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, he did the following. He first took on the Nazirus of, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son. We're calling that the A.
Right.
And then he said, I'm going to be a Nazir Stam. That's going to be the B. Now, because he put it in that sequence, so that's why we labeled it A and B. He started his B. And then he had the son. So now he's going to be interrupting B in order to do A.
Why? Why can't he just finish B and then start A?
Because sequentially he took on A first. That seems to be the thought process of the Gemara. Now I understand your question. I think your question is fair. But that seems to be the thought process of the Gemara. In other words, he's got
to...
He has to start. Right. That was his sequence. That's the way he presented it. And therefore, he's got to follow that order. It seems to be that way. Good. Okay. So... Let me just finish this one point. And the Rush brings down in terms of when the Mishnah says mashlim, that when you finish now your B, in other words, does that mean I'm just going to go 10 more days? Or does mashlim mean that in order to successfully finish B, I'm going to have to do now another 30 days afterwards, even though I did 20 days before? The Rush brings down two opinions on that, and I admit, this is the part where it gets a little bit complicated. I raise it. I understand it's a machlokus, but the truth of the matter is that I'm just going to focus on the more basic point of the Mishnah. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask if they were running concurrently.
No, in other words, the Naziris, right? That's a very fair question. Can they run concurrently? The answer is no. In other words, you have to count each Nazir separately, one from the other. Okay, so what we have over here in our Mishnah is the following. So you have two Nazirus. They're going to be served separately. And in the first case, they were served separately, one after the other. But in the second case of the Mishnah, so what we're looking at over here in the second case of the Mishnah is that I served the second one first, and now mid-second, I'm going to interrupt it with serving the first one. I finish serving the first one, and I'll resume the count of the second one. So the Mishnah tells us that you could do all that. And again, that part's clear. What's not clear exactly is what happens when you resume serving your interrupted Naziris. What exactly do you do at the end over there? Okay, that part is a little bit unclear, but the basic idea of the Mishnah, we got. Vayirava. So we're going to start off with the Gemara's discussion. We're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're right after the Mishnah. Vayirava Amarein Nazir L'Acher Esim Yom. So, U'me'achshav Me'ayom Mahu. So, let's say the person does the following. He takes on two Naziris. One, the first one, he's now just simply going to put on delay. Good. But we'll call that Nazirus number one. And again, I'll call it the A Nazir, the A block Nazirus. So the, Nazir A now is starting now, but just on a 20-day delay. I know it's complicated. I know this is confusing. And then the second Nazirus, I'm going to take on, but with no delay. Now the second Nazirus happens to be 100 days. Okay. And the Gemara is going to wonder in just a moment, why make things even more complicated than they already need to be? Okay, but in other words, but it's A and B. A starts now, but with a 20-day delay. Okay, and again, I know that's confusing. And B is going to be starting immediately. So, Mahu, so the Gemara says, Kevan dehalein mea be'esen lo shleimim. So the Gemara says like this. Look, if I started my 100 days right now on day one, so, of course, I'm not going to finish it because I know I'm going to be interrupting it with my A Nazirus, meaning the 100-day Nazirus is the B Nazirus. And I know I'm going to be interrupting it, right, 20 days from now with my A Nazirus. So Lo Chaylin. So maybe now the B doesn't start immediately. That's one possibility. Oh, Odoma Mekem Deis Le Gidol Seir Le B'Sof Chaylin. Or the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe not. Because maybe the bee's going to start. Because let's consider what's going to happen with the bee Naziris. So it's 100 days. Which means what? We'll start now. Now remember, right now we're starting the bee Naziris. We're going 20 days into the bee Naziris. Now we have to break. Why? Because the A Naziris now is kicking in. So we'll pause on the B Naziris. We'll do the A Naziris of 30 days. And now what's left? After I finish my A Naziris, what's going to happen? I have the balance, the remainder. What is the remainder of the B Naziris? 80 days. Oh. Is 80 days enough? It's more than enough. In other words, you only need 30 days of hair growth in order for it to qualify. So it's going to be sufficient. So the Gemara says, so maybe under those circumstances, we could do that. What we can go ahead and what we could do is that we could start the B, 20 days of B, then do 30 days of A, and then do 80 days of B. No big deal. So the Gemara says, Viti Baile Naziris Muatas. So the Gemara says, okay, great question. May I ask, why did you make that so confusing? In fact, why don't you start off nice and easy? Meaning, why don't we call it A and B, but instead of being one being 30 days, the other being 100 days, why doesn't each one of them just simply be 30 days? And why don't you ask the following question? Let's do 30-30, right? Two Naziris of 30-30. Again, the A one is going to be put on a delay, but it's still the A Naziris. The B one is going to be starting immediately. And now let's ask the question. Can I start the B Naziris now? Meaning, if I know that the A Naziris is not going to be starting until 20 days, can I start the B Naziris now? Do 20 days, serve 20 days of the B Naziris. Go then fulfill the 30 days of the A Naziris. And then wrap it up at the end. Now, wrapping up at the end means what? In other words, I have 10 days remaining of the A Naziris. So, chad mi go, chad kami baile. So the Gemara says, you're right. Meaning, the Gemara, of course, could have asked that question. Of course, we could have asked that question. And what we were doing is that we were asking a question within a question. Okay? And just like we're discussing, nesting Naziris, one within the other. So over here, nesting questions. One question within another question. So the Imtim Salam right now as we are on the top of Yudal Amad Aleph. So if you're going to suggest that Naziris Muatas Kevan Da'asar Yamim Hu Di'asrin Lo Salak Lei Halein Asara Vadai Nazir Me'a Yom Kevan Di'islei Temna Yom Lebesof Salkin Lei Olo. So the Gemara says, look, in the case of 30-30, again, the 30A slot, which is on delay, and the 30B slot, which is not on delay. So over here, I could say, look, if it's 30-30, don't start the B now. Why? Because I know that when we start the B slot now, I know what's going to happen. And that is 20 days from now, we're going to interrupt for the A. And at the back end of the A, when I finish the A and I resume the B, I'm only going to have 10 days remaining. So there, 10 days remaining is not significant. It's not enough. So over there, I could argue, don't do it. Meaning, don't start the B now. Wait till after you start and finish the A, which will be some total 50 days from now, and then start the B. On the other hand, when I have a case of 30-100, 30 is the A slot, 100 is the B slot. So over here, and the 30 is on delay of 20 days. So over here, no big deal. Start the 20 now for the B, then do 30 of the A, and now I got 80 days remaining from the B. So over there, that's enough. In other words, that's more than enough. That's 80 days of hair growth. That's more than enough.
So, you know it's going to be 20 days.
That's just the way you constructed it. There's no why over here. You just constructed the Naziris that way. And all the Gemara is now doing is that once you construct it that way, so how does it play out? Okay. Yeah, so, Im Timsa, the...
You do a taglachas. If you have 80 days left, then you do a taglachas.
Correct.
Before.
Right. This Gemara over here certainly would seem to indicate that taglachas is done after that mid Naziris.
Now, even if you have only 10 days left,
yeah,
then you do it at the end of the 10 days.
Correct. The Imtim Salamar Chaylei. So, Amar Harini Nazir Lacher Esum Yom, Me'achshav Nazir Olamahu. So the Gemara says, okay. So, let's say that we can nest a Naziris in another Naziris. The Gemara says, fine. Let's suggest that that's true. Right? That's the Imtim Salamar style of the Gemara, which we just saw yesterday. We see throughout Chas. Meaning, we pose the question, can I nest a Naziris inside another Naziris? Yes or no? The Gemara says, let's assume yes. Even though we just raised the question, we weren't sure about the answer, but let's assume yes. Can I do the following? Can I rest? Now, I know this is going to sound strange, right? A lot of the cases today is going to sound strange, but can I do the following? Can I rest a nazir, a nazirus, a term nazirus, inside a nazir olam, a permanent nazirus? Okay. Now, I hope you're wondering right now. In other words, right, if I'm putting in the middle a permanent nazirus, so how am I going to have two sides to the permanent nazirus? Meaning there certainly is a starting point. What's the ending point going to be? Never. Okay. So the question in of itself sounds really strange. What exactly is the question? So Tosfos points out over here. So, in fact, if you take a look at the Tosfos inside, I will just read a little section of it. Michael Nazir Salam Mihashalo. Imtim Salomar. Should I have read a little bit further than the Gemara first? So, no. The Bein Nazirus Moatzes, Bein Nazirus Meruba. No, I'm just reading Tosfos. Bein Nazirus Meruba. Mehasha Chayle Mishum Dechimatu Asim Viachol Nazirus Lo Have Hefsi Kol Ahashare Dame Hu Le Nazirus Demeya. So Tosfos says like this. Look, when previously we were talking about nesting Nazirus within Nazirus, but they were both term Nazirus. They're the same. I understand they're two different Nazirus, but qualitatively, they're the same thing. So therefore, I could see a flow. In other words, when I have a Nazirus and I'm interrupting it for another Nazirus, but everything here is term Nazirus, so fine. So I'm in the middle of my first Nazirus, or again, if I can try to confuse you, I don't want to. If I'm in the middle of my second Nazirus and I'm breaking now for my first Nazirus, but I can understand, I could see how it is that it's not a hefsek because it's all qualitatively the same thing. Avahacha, but over here, Yichayla mehash nazir olam, Nazirus da'achar esrim, eino kayotze boklava have a hefsek. On the other hand, nazir olam and nazir and term Nazirus are not the same thing, obviously. Nazir olam, that's indefinite. Term Nazirus is, by definition, it's a finite amount. So maybe it's not the same thing qualitatively, and therefore, I can't just simply nest one inside the other, because they're not the same qualitatively. That's the way Tosfos understands the Gemara's question over here. So, Imtim Salamra, I'm back in the Gemara, I'm rereading the Gemara. Imtim Salamra, Hacha, Keva, no, I'm sorry. I jumped ahead, I'm going back. Imtim Salamra, Chayle. The term Nazirus can nest one inside the other. So Amar Harini Nazir L'Acher Esrim Yom. The Umei Achshav Nazir Olamahu. So how about this? How about that I'm going to be a Nazir? In other words, my Ein Nazirus is going to be now. But again, I say now with a delay of 20 days. And then my second Nazirus, my Bein Nazirus, is going to be starting now. But my Bein Nazirus is going to be Nazir Olam. So what do we say at that point in time? So Mi Chayle Alam. Does the Nazirus Olam start now? Oh, no, or maybe not. Meaning maybe we shouldn't start the Nazir Olam now. Why? Because that's the B Nazirus. And maybe what we should do is we should start the A Nazirus, which again, is on a 20-day delay. So, wait 20 days, start your A Nazirus, finish your A Nazirus, and then and only then do you start your B Nazirus, which is Nazir Olam. And again, the point of the Gemara's question is that maybe term Nazirus and Nazir Olam are not the same, and therefore, they can't overlap one over the other. Or, one is not gonna be a suspension of the other. Imtim salamar hacha, kevin dev shalachule chayle. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we could say the following. Maybe they are, even though one is finite, one's indefinite, but maybe they do share the same basic quality. Notably, she'ela. When I make a term to zero, so I can go to a chacham and I can get a reprieve. As we've been discussing throughout our masechta. And the same thing is true by Nazir Olam. You make a Nazir Olam, indefinite Nazirus. But then afterwards, filled with a regret that you had from the time that you made it. So you go to a Chacham, can he release you from it? And the answer is yes, he can. So over here, even though in terms of length, they are different, but in terms of the quality of She'ela, they are the same. So the Gemara says, so Amar Harini Nazir Shimshon L'Acher Esrim Yom, Me'achshav Nazir Stam Mahu, So the Gemara says, Michaile Olo. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'll ask you one last question. And that is again, same construct. And my A Nazirus I'm taking on right now, again, it's a 30-day Nazirus, but again, with a 20-day delay. But that's my A Nazirus. And my B Nazirus is going to be Nazir Shimshon. Now, Nazir Shimshon is indefinite, but it's unusual, strange. We made this point already a couple times in our Masechta. Right? Some notable highlights of Nazir Shimshon is that you can't drink wine for the rest of your life. You can't get a haircut for the rest of your life. You are allowed to be Matamala Mason. Okay. And we're going to now add another point, which we kind of made earlier. Huh?
Someone else
instituted. Right. And we're going to make this point we made this point a little bit earlier, but now we're really going to highlight it. No she'ela. Once you take upon yourself Nazir Shimshon, so you can't be shoal from that neder. Okay. Now why that is? Okay. Probably goes back to what we pointed out earlier. We did have a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of whether or not Shimshon himself or alternatively Shimshon's father ever really even accepted the Nazirus. Meaning it could be that it was just a malach that accepted the Nazirus. It could be that it's connected to that. However, we're going to explain it. There is no Sheila by Nazir Shimshon. So if there's no Sheila by Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Shimshon really does exist as a unicorn of Nazirus. Some of these sentences that come out of my mouth is amazing. But it really is. In other words, it really is a totally different type of Nazirus. So over here, I can't nest one Nazirus inside another if it's Stam Nazirus and Nazir Shimshon. They really behave differently than one another. And so therefore, they can't. What then we should do is that in a case, in this most unusual case, where he first takes on his Nazir A is Stam Nazirus and Nazir B is Nazir Shimshon. So now what he should do is he should serve his Nazir, Stam Nazirus first. It doesn't start for another 20 days. Don't care. Meaning that's your A Nazirus. So serve that first. And then 50 days from now, then start your Nazir Shimshon. Okay. And that was, I lost count by the way, how many questions we've been asking. But that's another question that we can ask. And then here comes the strange part of today's daf. And a daf like today, how can I say that? I could say it. I just did. Amar kemosha b'shiva ba'adar mai. Okay, what if you make the following declaration? I'm going to be like Moshe on Zayin Adar. Okay. What did you accept upon yourself? Did you accept upon yourself to be a Nazir? Yes or no? What? what does Moshe and Zayin Adar have anything to do with being a Nazir? Take a look at Tosos over here. So Amar kemosha b'zayin ba'adar mahu. Tosos writes, Tosos, you can find me, third to last Tosos on the Amud. So what happened on the seventh day of Adar? Moshe was born. This we all knew. And this we also all knew. And that is Nidan on Zayin Adar. And so at the time of the death, so there was a lot of pain, a lot of mourning, and many people took on Nazirus. Okay. This idea that Tosus is expressing over here, so I don't have another source for this, meaning that on a day of pain and mourning, so it's appropriate to take on Nazirus? Okay. This is what Tosus is writing. Vuhu amar bistam ehei hainu kemosha ayador shomosha bezayin ba'adar. Biyom moso Nazirus kibalaha o kiyom yivado kamar v'simchal kibalalaha. So you said now that you're going to be like Moshe on Zayin Adar. The ambiguity in your sentence was, did you mean the birth date? Or did you mean the day that he was Nifter? So if you meant the birth date, that's Simcha. If you meant the day of his death, so then you meant Avelos and Nazirus. Okay. So, fine. And that's the ambiguity in that commitment. And the Gemara says, that's why it's a question. This is all as explained by Tosfos. There are other explanations, but for us, that's a good starting point. For the Daf Yomi, it's good. Now, after having asked a whole series of questions, the Gemara says, look, what I can do for you today, we can answer one of the questions. So, Pasha mi, minayu kad maisa. So, let's at least first answer the first question. Harina nazir l'achar esrim yom, umiachsha mea yom. So, what do you do? Mona esrim. Okay, so at least we can go back to the now 3100. Again, 30 is your A Nazirus, 100 is your B Nazirus, but the A Nazirus, however, is put on a 20-day delay. So can I now start my B Nazirus? So the Brisa says, absolutely. Start your B Nazirus, go 20 days into your B Nazirus, then break, do 30 days of your A Nazirus, finish, And now, what do you got at the back end? You got another 80 days. But perfect. 80 days is more than enough to create a new growth of hair. Good. Next. So, what do we have? What have we been discussing today? A most unusual discussion regarding nesting Naziris. In other words, the Naziris within inside another Naziris. Good. So, and we just concluded that you could do that. You can have a Naziris nesting inside of another Naziris. Good. Now, let's go one more level up in terms of analyzing and conceptualizing this idea of placing the Naziris inside another Naziris. I'm just going to articulate the question outside, and then we're going to see it inside. Let's say, once again, let's call them A and B. Okay, and I started my B, and I interrupted B in order to do A. And now I'm going to, when I finish A, I'll resume B. So far, so good. So A is nesting inside of B. Now, let's say what happens is that while you're serving your A Naziris, that's your nesting Naziris. So what happens, you become Tamei during A. Fine. So obviously now that's going to undo all the counting you did for A. Is it also going to undo all the counting that you did for B? In other words, conceptually speaking, when I nest one Naziris inside of another Naziris, is it viewed as two totally separate, independent Naziris? Alternatively, no. In other words, the A that's nesting inside of B now also is going to be viewed as one long Naziris. Your Tumah during A is not going to just undo the A Naziris, it'll also undo the B Naziris as well. Okay, so that's exactly the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, let's see it inside. So, in the Nitma Bimei Beno, so let's say you become Tamei during Yemei Beno. It's so fantastic how the Gemara is able to so succinctly ask this question, meaning the expectation of the Gemara now is that we know the Mishnah. Obviously, this is going to the safe of the Mishnah. We know the case of the Mishnah, and now we're just asking. But I laid it out beforehand. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sos Reish Lakish Amarina Soser. So what is the Machlokas Amarayim between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soser Chad Nezir Sarichtehi. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what are we looking at over here? It's Chada, it's a Richta. It's one elongated Naziris. Even though I nested one inside the other, but conceptually I view it as one long. And Reish Lakish Amarayim Soser, and Reish Lakish says no. The Tumah that you got during the middle Naziris is not going to affect the outside Naziris. And for the obvious explanation, Naziris di de lechud, u debre lechud. Because your Naziris and your son's Naziris, meaning the Naziris that you're now observing because you had a son, so those are viewed as independent one of the other. So it's machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, when I nest a Naziris inside of another Naziris, how do I conceptually look at it? What happens when I become Tamei during that mid-Naziris? Okay, fantastic. Now, so we are now obviously on the top of the Amud Beis, and now we get to ask the following question. And that is, what happens when you become Tamei during your Tzaras? In order to understand this, so we need a little bit of background over here. This is based on a Gemara that's coming up later in the Masechta. Okay, I say later, by the way, we're in the Nuns. So this is much later in the Masechta. Okay, you're counting your Naziris, fine? And then right there in the middle of your counting of your Naziris, you become Mitzora. You have Tzaras. Okay, so as a Mitzora, so what do you have to do? So you have to go through a whole Tahara process. So the Tahara process, to go over the Tahara process right now, I'm not going to do. For basics, read the 14th chapter of Vayikra, right? Perek Yudalet. Where there you're going to get the entire Tahara process. But here's the interesting point, however. While you are going through the Tahara process of Tzaras, so what does it do to your Naziris? It doesn't cancel, it just suspends. That's all it does. It suspends Naziris, it doesn't cancel Naziris. Now, why that is? We don't have to know why. In other words, those are just simply the facts. Tzaras is a suspension of Naziris, but not a cancellation of Naziris. And so, now that we know that, so effectively what we're going to do is ask basically the same question. What happens now? Is that if I'm in the middle of Naziris, but I'm also right now a Mitzora addressing the Tzaras, so I'm basically now during a suspended period of Naziris. And then, while you're becoming Tahor from Tzaras, you become Tamei Meis. Oh, perfect. So now the question becomes the following. Is that now you are in a suspended time in the middle of your Nazirus, so, and you become Tamimes, is that going to affect your Nazirus? This should sound very similar to what we asked moments earlier. I understand it's not exactly the same. Previously, we were talking about that you suspended the middle of your Nazirus for another Nazirus. You nested a Nazirus inside another Nazirus. Fine. Over here, the suspended period is Itzaras. So it's not the same, but it's very similar. So, Nidma be Meitzaraso, Rav Yochanan Amar Soser, Reish Lakish Amar Eino Soser, Rav Yochanan Amar Soser, Dabin Nazirus, Kai Reish Lakish Amar Eino Soser, Tzaras Lachud and Nazirus Lachud. And so over here, what are we hearing? Same machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan will tell you that even though I'm during a suspended period, but I'm still in the Nazirus. And Reish Lakish will tell you, no. In other words, this is halftime right now. In other words, I'm not in the Nazirus. I'm in a suspended period. So Utsricha di Itmar Bahakamaisa, Bahyama Rav Yochanan Soser, Shem Nazirus Achasiava Bahaima, Modal Reish Lakish, the Nazir, Nazalachud, Vatsaraslachud. Perfect. And why do I need to have basically the same achlokas repeated? Because obviously, without the Gemara spelling it out, I could have made the following argument. In the case of Nazir nesting inside another Nazir, so what do we have over here? It's one long Nazirus. Rav Yochanan would look at it as one long Nazirus. But if I'm breaking in the middle of Nazirus for Tzaras, I can easily view that as a two different periods of time. So that's why I need the Gemara to tell me that Rav Yochanan would argue even the case of Tzaras as well. V'i in mar baha baha kama reish lakish ava baha chema modal in the Rav Yochanan tzricha. But if I only had the case of Tzaras, so then we didn't have the machlokas about nesting Nazirus, so then I would have gone back to the case of nesting Nazirus, and I would have said for sure Reish Lakish agrees with Rav Yochanan that when I have Nazirus within Nazirus, it's viewed as one continuum. Okay. Nidma biyam gidol seyar. Okay, let's do one more for today. Sure. Let's do one more for today. Okay, I know the Mishnah. You should get to the Mishnah. We're not going to get to the Mishnah. We'll just do one more Q&A. Okay. Let's go over the following. You count. Let's do a regular term Nazirus of 30 days. Good. So what happens? You count and you grow your hair. Growing your hair does not require any action. You just simply allow it to grow. And then with 30 days of growth, what you're going to do now is that you're going to bring your karbanos in, you'll shave your hair. You're shaving your whole body, but you're shaving your hair. Good. So far, so good. What happens now if, let's say, 29 days into the Nazirus, so somebody comes along and without your permission, and certainly without your will, goes ahead and cuts all your hair. Okay. Now what? So now what is that you'll still finish counting your Nazirus, but right now, here's the problem. You're going to go to the base of Mikdash, and you're going to say, I finished my counting my Nazirus, which is true, and you didn't, and it wasn't broken for Tumah. For Tumah's Mace, that part's true, but right now, you don't have the requisite hair. In other words, you need hair, and by Nazir, hair by definition is going to be minimum 30 days of growth. So this is an interesting phenomenon halachically. Meaning you finish your counting, however, you're still going to have to wait now at the back end in order for your hair to grow out. So, where are we? We are post-game. Okay? The clock ran out, but you simply now just need more hair. So right now we are in a funny period halachically. You finish counting, but right now you can't bring your karbanos until your hair grows. And now the question becomes the following: Nitma biyam gidol seyar. So let's say during this period of time, so you become tamei meis. Now what? So Rav Amar Eino Soser, and Rav will tell you the following, and that is that no, you counted your nazirus, you're good. I feel the Rav Yochanan Damar Soser, Hani Milechad Dekaim Nazirus, but Gidol Ser Mishlam Nazirusu. Because even according to Rav Yochanan, who was Machmir in the case of nesting Nazirus, but in the case of nesting Nazirus, you're in the Nazirus. Over here, you're post Nazirus. Shmuel Amar Soser, and Shmuel says, no, I disagree. I feel the Reish Lakish Damar ain't Soser, Hasam Shte Nazirus, Hachachad Nazirusa. And what Reish Lakish will tell you, sorry. What Shmuel will tell you is that in this post-game environment, you are still in your Nazirus. And even according to Reish Lakish, who in the case of nesting Nazirus views them as separate, But that's because he views them as separate. But over here, if you finish counting, but you still need to grow your hair, even Reish Lakish would tell you, you're still in your Naziris. Okay.
Is that a problem of impression, though?
It could be a problem of impression. But right now, just in terms of conceptualizing how to look at the Naziris. Okay, the Rav Chista, this is where we'll pause by Rav Chista tomorrow. We'll pick it up with Rav Chista. Rav Chista is going to require a little bit of background, so we'll do this part tomorrow. Okay, let's quickly recap. Let's review. Okay, a really challenging daf today, but conceptually, if we're all following, very enjoyable. Basically, what we're looking at is how the possibility of breaking in the middle of one Naziris in order to go ahead and to count a second Naziris. So in the first case of the Mishnah, so you did the Naziris consecutively, you're good. In other words, you'll do A first, and then you'll do B in Shalma Yisrael. But in the second case of our Mishnah, the Mishnah takes us back to Yigimom and Beis, yesterday's daf, which we started today. But in the second case of the Mishnah, so what happened was is that you have an A Naziris and a B Naziris, but the A Naziris you didn't start right away. In the Mishnah's case, it's simply because you attached it to a condition of the birth of your son, which hasn't happened yet. So basically, the A Naziris now is on delay. So can I start my B Naziris now, interrupt it with the A, and then when I finish with the A, go ahead, resume and finish the B? Yes or no? So from the Mishnah, it sounds like that's a possibility. It's absolutely a possibility. And then the Gemara wonders. In the first part of today's daf, through Yudalad Amad Aleph, most of Yudalad Amad Aleph, so the Gemara wondered whether or not you could do that. You can interrupt a Naziris with another Naziris. And we asked a whole slew of questions. I did 30-30, and I did right in the middle of 30, I interrupted in order to do another 30, then finish in order to resume. We did 3100. We did 30 Nazir Olam. We did 30 Nazir Shimshon. So we went over a number of different permutations of going ahead, suspending one Naziris in order to do another Naziris. Good. We also asked a really strange question today. A person dedicates himself, commits himself to, just like Zayin Adar, and the Gemara doesn't answer the question, but the ambiguity, according to Tosos, lies in the fact of we didn't know whether or not you referred to Moshe's birth date or his Yom HaPetira. Good. And then, at least the Gemara says, we're going to answer. Which of the questions we're going to answer? 3100. We're there for sure. You could start the 100. In other words, the 30 is your A. The 100 is the B. But the A is on delay. So what you'll do is you'll start the 100. You'll do 20 days of your 100. Then you'll do your 30 of your A. Finish the 30. Then you'll do the 80 of the B. And that for sure you could do. So that's what we learned today. And then we asked really two conceptual questions. Number one, what happens is that if in the middle of your nesting Naziris, so what happens is you become Tameh. So that for sure is going to affect the Naziris that you're doing right now. But the other Naziris that's currently surrounding this Naziris, is that going to be affected as well? And conceptually, the question now becomes, is that when I take one Naziris and nest it inside another Naziris, is it viewed as one long continuum? Or are they viewed as two independent Naziris? That's a Machlokas Amarayim. And then the second question, which we dealt with conceptually today, is what happens when you finish your Naziris, however, you are not yet finished because somebody cut your hair. Somebody cut your hair. And now I have to wait till my hair grows. So I finish counting, but I have to wait till my hair grows. What is viewed as that post-game Naziris? Are you still a Nazir? You're still not a Nazir? If you become Tummy during that period, is that going to now go ahead and upset all the counting that you did? That too is a machlokas Amarayim. That's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Adka.